American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 461. Here is the translated text as follows. William Wems and seven others. I was waiting at the door for a minute or two. People were coming down in twos and threes at a time. At length, the noise subsided and it seemed to be calming down by their hands, but I apprehended no danger from them. I stood on the step of the door. They appeared to be pushing right down towards us, and I began to apprehend danger. They said something, I do not know what it was, but I went inside as fast as I could and shut the door immediately. I went upstairs, looked out of the window, and saw people flying here and there like pigeons, and the soldiers running about like madmen in a fury until they got to the bottom of the street. John Appleton, son of Nathaniel Appleton, stated, "About 9 o'clock, I was sent on an errand into King Street. I heard a noise and ran out of the shop to see what was the matter. I saw some people talking to the sentry. I thought they were going to quarrel, so I came away. As I was coming to Jenkins's alley, one of them said, 'No, damn it, we will kill you all.' He swung his cutlass and struck at my head, but I dodged and got the blow on my shoulder. I believe the cutlass was not drawn, for it rattled on my shoulder as if it had been sheathed." Thomas Marshall, a tailor who lived in the next house to the custom house, recounted, "I was at Colonel Jackson's a few minutes after 9 on the 5th of March. When I came out into Dock Square, all was quiet. I saw no persons in the whole square. I came up Royal Exchange Lane and saw nobody there. I saw the sentry at the head of it in peace and quietness. Nobody was troubling him. I have never seen a street more quiet in my life. I went into my house, and in half a minute, I heard the cry of murder once or twice. I opened the front door but saw nobody. I heard a noise which seemed to come from Rose Barracks. I stopped a little space, and the first I saw enter King Street was a party from the main guard, 10 or 12 of whom came rushing out violently, their arms glittering by the moonlight, and crying out, 'Damn them, where are they? Jesus, let them come.' Some of them turned into Pudding Lane, and some went by the townhouse steps. I went in and told my family to keep themselves easy, for there was no disturbance near the house. I went to the door again and saw a party about the head of Quaker Lane. They used much the same expressions as the aforementioned party and cried, 'Fire!' They passed over the way. I am not positive now. There were a few boys around the sentry. I went and said, 'Boys, you have no business with the sentry. Go off.' And they went away. I have often seen boys with the sentry and often heard words. The bells were then ringing."